Hare Krishna. Happy Govardhan Puja to everybody. I hope everybody's had a wonderful Govardhan Puja celebration yesterday. We have seen pictures of Radha Damodar's Govardhan Hill, and in the evening the local devotees also came, Hare Krishna, and they came and they also brought a Govardhan Hill along with them, and that Govardhan Hill made of halava, there was a whole feast of all kinds of things, as if they'd forgotten that we're here to fast. But we had a very nice circumambulation of that Giriraj and offered the feast to him, and then we distributed the remnants, and we're sticking to our own diet here. And then I had a little talk that's also on the articles to them about Govardhan Puja. And I mentioned that Vrindavan is the land of faith. Thakur Bhaktivinod, in his Krishna Samhita, uses this wonderful phrase. And of course, we know it to be also the land of love. But love comes when there's faith. And the manifestation of love, the development of love, is dependent on the spiritual advancement of Vaishnavas. And that spiritual advancement is characterized by two things. Rupa Goswami says that is faith and knowledge. So how faithful the Brijbasis were, that even though they're not conscious of Krishna's divinity, they know about Krishna's divinity, but that is not what they're thinking about. They're not thinking about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although they're not conscious of Krishna's divinity, still they have full faith in him. When Krishna says, come under the hill, they go under the hill. Why? Because Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna has performed so many wonderful feats. He's killed so many great demons. Or maybe it wasn't he who killed them, but Lord Narayan was just protecting him because Krishna is very dear to the Lord. He's such a wonderful person. He mesmerizes the three worlds with his extraordinary characteristics, and therefore he's directly protected by Lord Narayan. So somehow or another, how, I don't know, but Krishna managed to pick up the hill. So in any case, Krishna's under the hill. And if Krishna's under the hill, then the Brijbasis are going to be under the hill. Why should they be thinking, oh, it's not safe there? But if it's not safe, then Krishna's there. So if Krishna's in an unsafe position, the Brijbasis would rather be unsafe with Krishna than safe without Krishna. And so they also come under the hill. And that's faith, that we want to also cultivate and develop that quality of faith. Rupa Goswami explains that a Kanishtha Adhikari is someone who has faith, but very pliable faith, weak faith. A Madhyama Adhikari has strong faith, and the Uttama Adhikari has deep faith. So the faith of the Brijbasis is so deep that it's not dependent on Krishna's divinity. If we ask ourselves, well, would we stand under the hill? We'd say, well, sure, Krishna's God. Why wouldn't we stand under the hill? We know that Krishna can lift up so many planets, so what's lifting up a mountain for him? It's not a great challenge. Krishna doesn't have to strain himself to lift up a mountain. So, no problem. Is that the way we always really think? Would we really go under the hill even if we knew that Krishna was God? What to speak of if we don't know that Krishna is God? Isn't it that sometimes we face different challenges in our own personal lives, and whether it be health, some particular situation, some area of difficulty, and then we question, well, why does Krishna allow this to happen? In other words, our faith is challenged, should we say. We doubt, well, why is this taking place? Why is Krishna allowing this to happen to me? And we're aware that Krishna is God, everything he does is for our spiritual benefit, and so on, and so on. So we want our faith to grow. We want it to become deeper. We want it to become stronger. And how is that going to take place? That we hear about the wonderful exploits of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and of course the Brijbhasis, and being inspired by their level of faith. Our faith naturally grows. Faith is like a plant that is like Bhakti Lata Beej, or it's part of the Bhakti Lata Beej, and as you water it, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Shravana Chaitan. As you water it by hearing, then it grows and grows and grows. And that's why it's so important to attend Bhagavatam class, hearing from Vaishnavas, to regularly read Bhagavad Gita, participate in wonderful festivals, hear, shushudo, shadadana, vasudeva, katharuchi, to hear with real ruchi, with real relish. And when we do that, then yes, our faith will grow. But if we don't do it, then our faith won't grow. And not only will our faith not grow, ready? 1 minute.
Okay.
That our faith will also wane. Because you have to hear something. So you hear topics of the outside world. Or even worse than that, we hear some kind of criticism and complaint about devotees or about Krishna consciousness. And when our weak faith, our pliable faith, wanes, then our practices decrease, our devotional activities stop, and ultimately one can lose that very valuable thing that one has, which is devotional service and the association of Vaishnavas. So we should be very careful. We should guard against allowing ourselves to be tricked into such a unfortunate situation where somehow or another our faith is allowed to decrease. Rather, we should remain vigilant, very strong, and following in the footsteps of the Brijbhasis, we should cultivate our faith in Krishna, and we should participate and hear in these wonderful festivals, and in that way we will certainly advance in Krishna consciousness. The land of faith. We want to enter into the land of faith. Srila Prabhupada has created our temples and taught us how to turn our homes into also such lands of faith. But these are lands of faith that are not self-sustaining. We have to input to them. And when we do, then yes, they nourish our faith. But when we don't perform those activities, Sadhusanga Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Sri Murti Shadadana Sevaya, then the faith can be lost. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.